Hey, welcome to the TuxCast, a podcast where we discuss Linux and open source. So, let's get started. What I want to talk about today is a Linux distribution called Fedora Core, which right now is in its sixth iteration. It's called Fedora Core 6, obviously. And according to many people, it's supposed to get much, much better with the next release, which is coming up sometime in April. They want to really squeeze a lot of things into this new version of Fedora. A lot of them are actually quite interesting. For example, the next Linux kernel version, which is 2.6.20, it's going to have something called Kernel Virtual Machine, which is something that uses AMD's and Intel's hardware virtualization extensions to provide pretty much what VMware does, which is virtual machines on any computer. But Linux has already had something that's an open source alternative to VMware called Xen, but it's kind of weird. It's really not for everybody from what I've seen. And hopefully KVM, it should be something that people can just use out of the box if they have. I think that Intel started adding these virtual machine instructions as of their core. Like, so if you have like an Intel Core Duo or a Core 2 Duo or any of those processors, you should have the extensions, and with, I believe, every processor in the AMD 64 line will have that too. And basically, it's just something that comes built right in. If you have the supported hardware, you can just start using it. So the performance might not be as great as Xen or VMware, but you know, it's up there, so it's not that bad. So KVM should definitely be something exciting to look out to, not just in Fedora Core 7, but in all Linux distributions that are going to use the new kernel. I think it's going to make quite a difference because a lot of people these days are trying to run virtual machines. Something to really look out for with the next distribution of Fedora is the inclusion of open source 3D acceleration for NVIDIA cards. What they're going to do is incorporate a free driver that a project called Noveau is developing. And what this is, it's a driver for NVIDIA cards so that NVIDIA cards can have open source drivers on Linux. You know, for us in the Linux crowd, it's really important that everything be free and open source. That's what we're trying to go for here. If you want to check out this project, it's noveau.freedesktop.org. That should take you right to their wiki, and basically you can read what they're doing there. Basically what it is they're trying to reverse engineer how NVIDIA cards work and create a driver for it. Something that, in my opinion, is a very difficult thing to do, because most hardware manufacturers try to lock down their hardware as much as possible because they don't want other people developing anything for it. They want to be the only ones that, you know, can really do anything with their hardware. It's kind of a sad thing, but the industry is locked down that way. Anyway, regardless, Fedora should include these drivers by default, which this should make things like 3D Desktop much easier. So we'll be able to run our compositors, people with NVIDIA cards at least, be able to run their 3D compositors like AIGLX with Barrel on top of that, very easily, just boot up, and it's going to work right out of the box. Hopefully they can get that to work. Now, the Noveau project says that they're going to have something functional by October, and the Fedora project wants to release Fedora Core 7 in April, so I really don't see that happening, but they claim they can do it. So I guess we'll just have to see. I mean, hopefully they can. But, you know, you can't really be sure at this point, because sometimes open source projects, they just go out there and, I don't know, they put out huge amounts of code in months, and sometimes they stagnate, so just really have to see what's going to happen there. Another big thing to watch out for is the new wireless drivers that are going to be included. Now, traditionally, Fedora hasn't had that great support for wireless. That's been other distributions like PC Linux OS and Mandriva and Ubuntu. But this time, hopefully, they're going to add in a lot of wireless drivers that have by now become GPL. So it's actually been kind of sad that they didn't add them in, I don't know, 6 months ago, because that's really what everybody was expecting. Since these drivers are GPL and Fedora is a completely open source project, they really should have been added in. I don't know why they weren't, but they weren't. Okay, let's just get over, I'm going to get over that now. So I have a bunch of wireless cards based on the raw link chipset. I think they're both Linksys cards. One of them is one of these just base, like USB ones that you just plug in. Another one is a PCI one. Then I have a, I think I have a Belkin one somewhere around here that I don't use. But anyway, they're all based on the Rahlink chipset, which Rahlink, it's a, I'm not sure, is it a company, is it a group of people, but they released GPL drivers for their card. And this card, it's a chipset that's used in a lot of wireless cards. So including just this one would support probably, I don't know, like most of the people using Fedora these days. But, and not only that, they say they're going to include a lot more wireless drivers. So I will definitely look out for that, because it's really nice when you just boot up and and wireless just works right out of the box, and internet works and video works, and it's just, you know, it's always pretty amazing when that happens, and that's something that only Linux can do. Of course, it can only do it if the drivers are available for it, which they've been, and now they're going to start getting included in Fedora Core 7, something I'm definitely looking forward to. It's going to be really exciting. One of the last things I want to talk about for Fedora is Codec Buddy and system initialization. What they say is that this iteration of Fedora is going to shut down really quick, boot up really quick, much tidier, much more efficient. You know, I hope to see that, because I hate it when I have to wait 2 minutes for my computer to boot up, even though most of the time I just keep it turned on anyway. But still, it's kind of one of those things that if it works well, somebody says, oh, that, you know, that's a really good Linux distribution, because look at this, it's so complex that it boots up in 30 seconds. So it's really not something that important, but you know, I'd really like to see it become part of something that Fedora is going to be in its 7th release. And I think one of the most important things that nobody for some reason is talking about is Codec Buddy, which is something they say that they're going to include in Fedora Core 7. And basically what this is going to do is it's going to let the user know of what open source codecs are available. Like when someone is trying to play video or encode audio and they're trying to use something like MP3, which, yeah, something I'm using right here. You know, I kind of have to use MP3 because that's what everybody has. But anyway, if somebody on Linux is ripping a CD and is trying to use MP3, I think what's going to happen is Codec Buddy is going to tell them, oh, don't you want to use this free OGG codec instead, the Ogg Vorbis? And I think that's, you know, open codecs are a very good thing, because having codecs locked down leads to things like royalty fees for software, and it's bad for the industry. I think we can all agree on that. And I think that Codec Buddy is really going to help a lot of people, you know, pretty much become aware of what's available out there, especially if not only Fedora includes it, but a lot of other distributions, whether it's in that in the way it's, whether it's Codec Buddy or their own piece of software. But I think it's a really important thing to have. I don't know why people aren't talking about it more, but that's what it is. It's going to be included in there, just so that's basically what to look out for this next release of Fedora. So I think it's going to be a big release. Some of the things, like the open source acceleration for NVIDIA drivers, I don't think it's going to happen, you know. Or if it is going to happen, it's going to be some like bare bones support like we've had for the past 5 years or whatever it's been. But I think that by the time Fedora Core 8 is released, a lot of these things are really going to start coming together. Fedora Core 7, I think, is going to be one of those ones where, you know, it's kind of like experimental and they're seeing what they can do with it. But after that, all this, it's really going to start coming together a lot more, which is something really, that's exciting. And now that we're done with talking about the boring, you know, developments in the open source software world, we can talk about some Vista. Yeah, that's, I brought Vista bashing, you know, it's a favorite pastime of mine. Let's do some of that. So if you listen to Security Now, which is a podcast done by Steve Gibson and Leo Laporte, one of my favorites, I think those two guys, you know, not only are they funny, but they really know their stuff. You can see all of the Security Now episodes on twit.tv, which is their website. It's twit.tv, and it's this basically network of podcasts that Leo Laporte has created. It's a great place, you know. They discuss tech a lot and everything, and if you listen to Security Now, especially the last couple of episodes, they start talking about what Windows Vista is going to do to the basically whole industry. And I've been kind of concerned with hearing what this is going to do to Linux. So for example, Microsoft thinks that people that buy Vista are going to want to play premium content. Now, how many people want to watch a high-def movie on their little 17-inch monitor rather than on their big-screen TV? I don't know that many people, unless you know they're pirates and they're trying to create copies of this stuff. But anyway, what Microsoft has done is they've agreed to basically meet the demands of the MPAA, which is the Motion Picture Association of America, and a bunch of other companies. And from what I've been hearing is that they're gonna really lock Vista down. Like, for example, if you want to play the so-called premium content, which these days is pretty much HD DVD or Blu-ray, you are gonna have to bend over backwards in order to be able to do this stuff, which is what Microsoft has done. Was something that I think is despicable, because Microsoft didn't have to do it. I don't know, there may be some ulterior reason for doing it, but I think it's stupid. It doesn't matter what I think because it's done, but basically what's going to happen is that everything from point A to point Z is going to be encrypted, locked down, so that nobody can pirate it, nothing. If, let's say, you put in HD DVD, you know, like one of these movies you've been meaning to see on HD DVD, it's going to look great, you know, especially on that 17-inch monitor that you have. But, okay, let's say you put that in, you start watching it. You have to have all the compatible digital hardware to make that happen, which means that your graphics card has to have a special addition onto it which allows content protection. So, and the system has to be able to check if anything's being done with it, you know, so that hardware isn't being emulated, so that nothing is being redirected, so that no funny business is going on. It also has to travel encrypted to the monitor through a DVI port, so that you can't use VGA to view these movies, otherwise they're like really fuzzy. They look worse than on a 10-year-old CRT. And if you try to use unsupported hardware for playing this stuff, it either won't play or everything will be degraded. Like I just mentioned, the fuzzy video, crappy audio. That's what they're gonna have. So it's really meant to discourage people that are pirates. But I think that people that are pirates, they're always gonna find a way to around this stuff. Nothing is foolproof. It doesn't matter what you do. All that this has done is put a huge burden on the operating system. Windows Vista is it ha- for example, it pulls. I think it pulls the graphics card every 30 seconds to by mistake, 30 times a second. Yeah, a lot more often than once every 30 seconds. Yeah, 30 times a second to make sure that nothing has happened that would, you know, be used for something like piracy. So now, 30 times a second, that's kind of often. Which, imagine what kind of overhead that puts on the system, right? Also, Vista does something where it has to have these drivers. And if it figures out that someone has found a way around these drivers where they can record premium content, it can revoke them. And all of a sudden, 100,000 people can't watch HD DVDs on their computer. Yeah, it's a great idea. The horrible thing about this is that it's going to happen to Linux too. Because naturally, we're all in the same industry and we all use the same hardware. So Linux users, Mac users, Solaris, FreeBSD, everybody that uses a computer is going to be affected. I mean, that just, I don't know about you, but that just makes me mad. I don't want them deciding what goes in my computer, and, you know, I don't want technology outthinking me, because I want a computer to do what I say, and that's the end of the story. I don't want, you know, for them to be watching what I'm doing and protecting against me stealing content. I don't know, hopefully, all we have to have is like one hardware company to tell them to just beat it. We're not going to do this, and that'll be the end of the story, but I don't know, everyone always folds to Microsoft, so. Now, that's my daily Vista bash. I really think you should go listen to the Security Now episodes on twit.tv. They're great, you know, these guys are hilarious, and they do a good job describing exactly what's going to happen, and yeah, just go listen to it. You'll find out more. I mean, they really discuss this in depth, like what kind of encryption is going on between all these points and what kind of system overhead. They even bring a security expert, Peter Gutman, on there. So it's a good podcast. So that's really where I want to wrap it up. I've described the next release of Fedora Core 7. I've bashed Vista. Life is good. So until the next episode, I'll see you guys later.